I'm so excited. Tonight in the Basement Record Library, our special guest, the one, the only, the Mr. Elvin Bishop. Welcome, Elvin.
Hey, glad to be here. What a great place this is.
I've worked hard at saving the right records. I've got a pretty good collection of Elvin Bishop records.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
45s, LPs, CDs.
8-tracks, got any of those?
No. You have a new album.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about Red Dog Speaks.
Red Dog Speaks. I've been playing a 1959 Gibson ES-345 stereo guitar for an awful long time. I'd say maybe almost 50 years. And I figured it was about, I call him Red Dog. That's my nickname for it. And it's a guitar that's got a great fat sound for slide. And it's, I don't know, it just feels right in my hand. It just suits me. And I figured it's about time to give him some props. So this CD is mostly about letting the guitar shine.
Playing music for a living is a real good deal. I mean, for a fella like me that don't like to work and too nervous to steal. And this guitar here, that's my partner in crime. And we've been doing this thing together for an awful long time. He's a Gibson Stereo ES-345 Cherry Red 1959, and a sound, whoo, a sound that nowhere else in the world can it be found. I call it Red Dog. I guess me and him are quite a bit alike. Really, you know, kind of beat up and broke down, but the people say we sound all right. Season up good with years and years of cigarette smoke and all the amplifiers we blew up and all the strings we broke. And back in the drinking days, staggering around here with the hiccups, spilling beer down in the pickups. Oh, that's my boy. That's my pride, and that's my joy. Speak, Red Dog. Gigs all over the world, every place, and in this country I know we've parted with the people of each and every state, jamming round from town to town. I tell you what, we've rolled through every city, kicked so much butt to both shoes got shitty. That's a heck of a thing to say, but I mean it in a nice way. What I'm trying to say, we made a lot of friends, had a whole lot of fun, me and old Red Dog, and we're still not done. Woo! 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 Dog!
Yeah.
You ad-libbed that?
Yeah. I had written some of the words in front, but, you know, it turned out different than I had in mind in front. Better, I think.
Let's talk a little bit about The Blues Roll On.
Yeah.
This is an album you must have spent a considerable time pulling together all these guests, B.B. King, James Cotton, Derek Trucks, George Thorogood.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of, it was a, quite a logistical feat, considering the fact that I don't have any, I don't have a manager or any gophers or any of that. You know, I just kind of did it myself, got on the phone and got in touch with people and said, when can we do this? When can we do that? You know, and I, it was kind of a nice big adventure. It was recorded every place from Clarksdale, Mississippi to the off the coast of Mexico on a boat. And like some of those people like B.B. King, it's pretty hard to catch a guy, a hole in the schedule of a guy that that busy, although he was very willing. And I've known him since the middle 60s, playing with him at the old Fillmore. And so he was willing to do it. We finally found a day where he would be in Las Vegas where he lives, so I rented a studio up there, and I cut the track at my place in Marin County, and I brought it up there.
To know you ain't nowhere unless you got some dough. Keep a dollar in your pocket, keep a dollar in your pocket. You will find in the end a dollar is your very best friend. Now when you ask somebody to let you have a little dough, they'll say, well, I'm sorry, but that just means no. Keep a dollar in your pocket. Keep a dollar in your pocket. You will find in the end a dollar is your best friend. If you don't want to sing them old broke-ass blues, keep a dollar in your pocket. Keep a dollar in your pocket. You will find in the end a dollar is your best friend. Now, go ahead and let them call you the stingiest man in town. You have a dollar when the deal goes down. Keep a dollar in your pocket. Keep a dollar in your pocket. I'm telling you women and you men, a dollar is your very best friend. Thank you.
at the Oakland airport getting ready to go to Las Vegas. Did I tell you this one? Funnier than hell. This really happened. The guy's name was Eldon. There was this old security guy that was sitting there. You know, when you get ready to go through the security, got your shoes off and everything, and he's looking through my bag. He says, oh, he found this jar of jam that I was bringing to BB because BB likes my jam. You know, I make the homemade jam. He says, is this homemade jam? I said, yeah, man. He said, is it good? I said, well, they tell me it's pretty tasty. He said, it looks delicious. He said, but you can't bring it through. I said, oh, come on, man. That's. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to cop a plea. That's for B.B. King. I'm going to see B.B. King. You know, I tried to explain the thing to him. He thought about it for a minute, and he said, well, you tell B.B. King that the thrill is gone, and so is his jam. I knew what was going to happen to that jam because usually they take some away from you. They throw it in that wastebasket. Uh-huh. He put it under his chair. I had a picture occurred in my mind of him sliding a biscuit under that jam the next morning, you know.
It would be a shame for it to go to waste.
I guess so.
Our guest tonight in the Basement Record Library, Elvin Bishop.